Want to know about the latest trends and gossip? It's all on TLive.
Hey, what's up, Nation TFM here. Yo, it's DB here. All right, the first common mistake that we might make when styling is mismatched colors. I think this one is like when you're beginning, right? You might not know which colors go with what, and you gotta experiment more, you gotta see more videos, listen to more advice, then you'll be able to do it on your own. Experts said that we should avoid clashing colors. For example, violet and yellow. These are two opposite ends that should never match together. Now, make sure to use a cohesive color palette to match your outfits. Another mistake that you should avoid is wearing ill-fitting clothes, like be it too tight or too loose. You should always find clothes that fit well to enhance your silhouette and avoid looking uncomfortable or sloppy. So if you have like a smaller body frame, petite size, then you should wear baggy or bigger clothes so that you seem bigger and better. But if you're like already big, then you don't wear any more bigger. You seem like wear something that is fits you well, just enough to showcase your big frame. All right. Oh, now although that oversize is a trend, don't get too oversized and everything just falls off you. Right. So after coming back, I'm gonna share with more of you tips on not to make these mistakes when you are styling yourself. TFM.
Get all your tea right here on Tea Live.
Hey, Night Show TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TB. Okay, so moving on to mistakes that you should not make while styling yourself, never ever over-accessorize yourself. So you want to look edgy and classy and look as if like you're in trend, but you cannot clutter and be heavy with accessories. For guys, right, pairing a simple gold necklace with a formal black button-up shirt is already perfect and good enough. I've seen people going to formal events like this, you know, a black shirt, long sleeves, and then they just pair it with a gold necklace. Simple yet classy. If you put like too many, three, four pieces of a necklace hanging, right, it can look like as if you are trying to sell something, right? Next is to never ignore dress codes. At every event, at every party, a dress code is there for a reason. Ignoring the dress code is like you don't really respect the organizer, and you're gonna be looking like the odd one out when the group takes a photo. You're gonna be like, hey, why is that person wearing like that? This is not following our dress codes. So make sure that you look carefully at the cards that are given in to you, the invitation, right? And also make sure that your clothes are ironed out, or at least it's not wrinkly. If you want to look presentable and sharp, make sure to, especially your formal clothes, right, iron out a bit, all right? Even if it's an informal event, a polished look gives people a stronger impression of you. TFM.
Ah, this is life. Only on T-Life.
Hey, what's up, Night Show TFM here. Hey, what's up, it's TV. Okay, so today we're talking about the top mistakes that you should not make while styling. The next one is not to have too many trends. Now, being in trend is good. Knowing what trend to be in is very important as well. But you don't want to just jumble everything up and end up looking like a total mess. You see like, oh, this week, the popular color is spicy pink. Oh, this week, it's a necklace. So I'm going to wear a spicy pink necklace. No, you're going to end up like you just came up from a Barbie movie. There's something wrong, okay? You don't want to end up looking like a mess. Pick one or two, put it together, that's it. Not too many, right? At the same time also, you don't want to ignore your body proportion. This is very important. Know what your body type is and curate your style based on that. What looks good on models does not necessarily look good on you, but you can adjust it according to your style. If you like have a triangle body, which is usually for men, right? You have a broad shoulder, a small size waist, then you can wear something that accentuates that frame of yours. But if you don't have that, then you don't wear something that is too big, or you look like you're some rapper that came out from the 90s or 80s, alright? Which is why it's important to focus your own personal style, okay? Find your own way. Like, don't just follow blindly every trend and every influencer that you see, okay? TFM.